Nothing just happens for happening's sake. Good things just doesn't come to anybody but people who are divinely favored. Let's dive into today's message and learn what we will do to have this kind of favor from God that will change your life for good. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Let's have a look at this. Your life is a book, and each day a new page turning. Yet, in the quiet corners of these pages, there's a hidden excitement, a hunch that something amazing is around the corner. Today, let's dive together into the mystery of God's blessings, like unraveling a surprise gift. We'll explore why, without a doubt, God will shower favor on every part of your life. In the daily rhythm of our lives, there's a sense that good things are coming. Join me as we unravel the puzzle of God's blessings, where our lives are like a puzzle being put together by God. Let's discover why God will definitely bless everything about you. Scripture, Psalm 5 verse 12, God, you really like good people, and you protect them like a superhero shield. Think about it this way, God is like your biggest fan, someone who loves seeing you do good things. It's like when you do something kind or helpful, and you can almost feel God giving you a thumbs up and a big smile. Now, imagine this love as a superhero shield. You know how superheroes use their shields to keep themselves and others safe? Well, God's favor is like that shield around us, keeping away anything that might make us feel alone or scared. Let's break it down. Have you ever had a tough day at school or felt a bit down? That superhero shield of God's favor is there, making sure those tough moments don't stick around for long. It's like having a powerful friend who's got your back, no matter what. God's favor is like this invisible force, helping us out when things get tricky. Just like superheroes protect the good guys, God's favor shields us from feeling bad and helps us through those not-so-great times. So, knowing that God really likes it when we do good, His favor becomes this amazing, comforting superhero shield. Scripture, Deuteronomy 28 verse 2. If you listen to God and do what He says, good things will follow you around like your favorite pet. Have you ever noticed that when you follow the rules or do what your parents ask, things tend to go well? Well, it's kind of like that with God. In the Bible, it says that if we pay attention to what God tells us and try to do the right things, good stuff will stick to us, just like your favorite pet stays close by. Imagine life as a big playground, and following God's way is like playing by the rules. When you play fair and share with others, it's as if you're winning little prizes along the way. These prizes are like the good things that tag along when you're good. You might have days where everything seems to click, like finding your lost toy, or acing a test you studied for. That's God's way of saying, great job. Keep it up. It's like a reward system that works not just at home or school, but all throughout life. So, when you do your best to listen to God and be good, it's like having a magical magnet that attracts good things. And who wouldn't want a life filled with little victories and happy surprises? That's the awesome deal God offers when we follow His guidance. Scripture, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. God makes everything beautiful, like when you patiently wait for your favorite flower to bloom. You know that feeling when you plant a seed and wait eagerly for it to grow into a beautiful flower? Well, life is a bit like that, and God has this super cool way of making everything beautiful when the time is just right. Just imagine this. You have a garden, and each day you water the plants and take care of them. Now, if you try to force the flowers to bloom before they're ready, it might not turn out so pretty. But if you wait patiently, something amazing happens. Those flowers burst into vibrant colors at the perfect moment. God works a bit like that in our lives. Sometimes, we really want things to happen right away, like wanting to be taller or ace a test instantly. But God, like a wise gardener, knows the perfect time for everything. It's like waiting for your favorite flower to bloom, knowing that when it finally does, it's going to be absolutely stunning. So, when we trust God's timing, life becomes this beautiful garden, full of surprises and joy. It's like being part of a masterpiece, with each piece falling into place at just the right moment. Scripture, Proverbs 19 verse 17. When you're nice to people who need help, it's like giving a loan to God, and He pays you back with awesome stuff. Imagine you have a bag of treats, and whenever you share one with a friend, it feels great, right? Well, being kind and helping others works a bit like that with God. In the Bible, it says that when you're kind to people who could use a hand, it's like lending a little bit of goodness to God. Now, here's the cool part. God doesn't just say thanks. He repays you with awesome stuff. It's like giving a loan to God, and instead of borrowing money, He gives back joy, happiness, and all sorts of good things. Think about it this way. If you see someone having a tough day and you do something nice for them, it's like dropping a coin into a magical vending machine. You put in kindness and out pops good things that make your day brighter. So, being kind becomes this amazing magnet that attracts God's blessings, turning your world into a place filled with smiles and warmth. It's like having a secret code for unlocking happiness in your life. Scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. When you say thank you for everything, even the not-so-good stuff, it's like following God's favorite rule. Ever notice how saying thank you makes you and others feel good? Well, it turns out that even when things aren't perfect, giving thanks is like a superpower rule in God's book. Imagine life as a big adventure, and sometimes, things don't go the way you want. Maybe you lose a game or spill your cereal. Not fun, right? But here's the secret. When you still say thank you in those tricky moments, it's like waving a magic wand of gratitude. In the Bible, it says thanking God for everything, even the not-so-good stuff, is like following His favorite rule. It's like being part of a team and cheering for your teammates, even when the game is tough. When you keep a thankful heart, it's like having a shield against feeling sad or upset. You become this gratitude superhero, turning challenges into opportunities to grow and learn. So, saying thank you in good times and tough times is like having a special connection with God. It's like having a treasure map where, in every situation, you find hidden blessings and reasons to be grateful. And who wouldn't want to be a part of a grand adventure filled with unexpected joys and hidden treasures? So, there you have it. The incredible journey into the heart of divine favor, where God's love, following His ways, patience, kindness, and gratitude come together to paint a beautiful picture in the tapestry of our lives. Imagine life as a grand story, and in every chapter, God's favor is the plot twist that adds excitement and joy. As we embrace this journey, let's hold on to the truth that God's love is like a steady heartbeat, always there, always cheering us on. Just like a good book leaves you feeling inspired and hopeful, understanding God's favor does the same. It's not a complicated puzzle, but a promise waiting to unfold. So, in each moment, remember that God's favor is not some far-off concept. It's a reality ready to embrace every part of your life. As we close this chapter, let's step forward with confidence, knowing that God's love, our efforts to follow His ways, patience, kindness, and gratitude are the magical ingredients weaving together a life filled with divine favor. Embrace the journey, for in each moment, God will favor everything about you, making your story truly extraordinary.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.